Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ah, here we go again.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Wait, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sterney's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. We are at Twin Peaks off 290. Come on up and hang out for this Football Friday. We got plenty of seats. The beer's cold. It keeps jumping between 27.9 degrees and 30.1 degrees. Either way it goes, when it hits your lips, baby, it's going to be cold. Come on through. I had me some of them Tyler's Tenders. I had Tyler's Tenders.
Tore those up, man.
Yeah, look, I gave Tyler hell for about 2-3 years about eating them tenders, and then I'm over here eating them myself.
What are Tyler's Tenders?
Well, they're just tenders. Most grown men don't eat tenders, and then except for Tyler, so I gave him a hard time about it. And then here I am sitting here eating some finger food, and I look over here, and old Sean Bajani's on them little bitty cold beers, too. As another one of them no-nos right there. And
supplemented with the bacon.
Nope. Yeah, like eating like a kid over there. Eating like a kid. Drinking
Mr.
like
chicken
you broke.
Tenders.
Come on, man. Get out of here.
Come on, man. There ain't nothing wrong with some chicken tenders. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Colin. I'm just telling you, man. I'm not real comfortable when I look the young lady in the eye and tell her I want some tenders. I'm not real comfortable with it. That's why I got a joke about it and say Tyler's tenders.
Hold on. And then Clint asked for, can I also get some celery and carrots on the side?
Yeah, I didn't want my French fries. I didn't want fries.
I'm upset that they didn't have any carrots.
Well, look, I've already told you guys, man. By the way, before you quit being an a-hole, Dirty's Daily. Dirty's Daily today, right? Dirty's Daily is powered by none other than Bajani Fence Brokers. Give me your info, man.
Sean Bajani Fence Company.
Come on, man.
SMB Fence Co.
There you go. Right there. How can we find you? If anybody out there looking for some fence business, how can we find you?
Appreciate you. Find me on Facebook, SMB Fence Company. You can find me on Twitter, at Sean Bajani. You can also give me a shout on the DMs, and I will hit you back quick with a quote.
SMB Fence Company on Facebook. Come on, man. You looking for a fence? I've seen the work. It's good stuff. Go ahead and get it done.
Got two quotes tomorrow.
Get it done, y'all.
Get at me.
Get at him. That's what Dirty's Daily is powered by today. But here's the deal.
Do I owe you anything?
Nah, you don't owe me nothing, okay, man. Good. Just before you talked your way out of that little promo right there.
Clint, that was an opportunity right there, man.
Nah, man, I know it ain't, man. I don't take advantage, man. I've never been one to do so.
What a good guy.
Look, spend a little more time around me, Colin. Hopefully it'll wear on you a little bit.
You're all right after all.
Yeah, buddy, yeah. A bit. A lot of talk about this Texans offense, and a lot of talk about, you know, I'm guilty of it, creativity and having answers and, you know, the big last week, it was to me in this offense last week, there were two throws that were missed by 10 to 15 yards by C.J. Stroud. that just can't happen if you're going to be that tier quarterback, right? We talk a lot about this throw and that throw and having answers for this pressure and that pressure and how soon they should be having success.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked a little bit about this earlier in the week. Like, this offense just isn't about that. This offense is just not about good, bad, or indifferent. This offense is just not going to be about your quarterback being able to put the team on his back and go make these Superman type plays and have mm-hmm. those kind of games. This offense is not about whether he makes or misses the two or three throws that were there that would have blew the game open. Mm-hmm. This offense is about the in-depth details of play in, play out, managing the offense, knowing the offense like the back of your hand, being able to communicate the offense at an elite level,
mm-hmm.
being able to have answers for the right answer for everything. I've said this a million times. I wish there was a way, and hell, there may be nowadays, I wish there was a way that we could gauge or measure, if you will, how often Tom Brady was right. Because if you go look at Tom Brady, the reason this is relevant is because everything Houston is doing is what the offense is what Tom Brady was running in New England. I mean, he was watching, C.J. Stroud was watching Tom Brady 2004 film of this offense. And so what they're doing is as closely related to Tom Brady's offense as anything out there, right? So it's the only reason I bring Tom Brady up. But when you look at Tom, like, there's really no way to measure arm talent, arm strength, athletic ability, all this, all that. It's the least sexiest highlight film on the planet of any quarterback that's been a title winner, right?
Yeah.
And he did it seven times, right? But I wish there was a way to measure what percentage of the time he was right.
Yeah.
Run to run. Checking the ball down versus throwing it deep. You know, how many times did he make the right decision? And that is what this offense is about. Because I guarantee you Tom Brady was right 99% of the time.
There's a way, but that's a lot of legwork.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't believe somebody out there hadn't done it. I can't believe with AI now we hadn't figured out a way to do it.
There's one guy that I know would go back and do that, and his name is John Gruden.
I say all that to say, that is what this offense is about. It's about being right. It's
mm-hmm.
not about having the talent to stretch the field. It's not about, you know, all the other Superman-type stuff. You know, boy, does he use his legs. What's your top-end speed? All that silly crap people were asking C.J. Stroud early in the year. I want you to listen to this, and it's a little bit longer piece of audio, but I want you to listen to this. This is Tom Brady discussing, you know, him and Belichick and kind of how they prepared. And really, this is the question that you got to ask yourself. Can CJ, D'Amico, and Nick Caley, can they do what Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and really McDaniel, obviously, but Tom Brady and Bill Belichick did? Tom Brady talks about it here. Can they get it done here?
That's where Bill was actually so great. And no one saw him in those moments like we did. And Saturday night, we were so prepared and so focused. We were the opposite of tight.
Really?
We were always relaxed because we had the answers to the test. I knew that I went through the call sheet. And let's say we had 150 calls on the call sheet. There was a meeting at a squad meeting at 8:00. I would meet with the quarterback starting at 6:30 in the offense corner. We'd go through every single play on the call sheet and we'd do exactly what we did. Okay. This is the play. This is the run. What's the one thing that could mess this run up? Oh, a safety blitz off the right side. Okay, great. What do you want to do if that happens? So I'd walk to the line of scrimmage. That call was made. I'd break the huddle. I'd look to the line of scrimmage. I'd say, okay, the only problem I have on this play is if the safety's blitzing off the right side. And then I would just look for it. Oh, and he only did it, let's say, 5% of the time. So most coaches would just say, just run the play, whatever. If they get lucky and call at the same time, one for them. And that's not how I played, because that one play could mean everything.
Right.
So I would say, no. If it's a 5% chance it could happen, I would tell the line, okay, if this guy's blitz, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to check to this play called Wolf or called Beetle or called Python, whatever we wanted to call it. This is what I'm going to do. Or I'm going to check to a screen, Liz, Rip. I'm going to change the protection and go to Greta or Grape.
That's
fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I
love
Tom Brady in the media. I love Tom Brady on social media. Other than when he's putting, I mean, not even, I don't mind when he's putting his arm around Alex Earl, who Braxton Berrios' ex-girlfriend. I wonder, and that's an old teammate, briefly a teammate.
She upped her game a little bit.
Yeah, she may be trying to up a little bit, up the age, too, that's for damn sure.
Nothing against Braxton, but I mean.
But you know, that just to give you a peek, that is what we're trying to get accomplished here. So often we've watched Josh Allen, and we've watched Lamar Jackson, and we've watched Pat Mahomes, and as fans, we sit here and we see C.J. Stroud do some things with his arm and make some throws, and you're like, yeah, that's it right there. And in reality, if this offense is ever gonna play at a level where this is a more complete team and not a defensive-driven team, those are the kind of things that C.J. and D'Amico and Nick Caley are going to have to do. We're still talking about getting out of the huddle on time. We're still talking about, that was communicated well last week. Was we're peaking at the right moment. And you scored, I mean, you scored 14 points in the first five minutes, and then what, six the next? The rest three and a half quarters. There's still to use one of Brady's terms. They're still playing tight, if you will. Everything's tight, and the one thing that stuck out to me. The one thing that stuck out to me there was, he said, if this or that happened, I would just tell my offensive line, hey, I'm going to go do this, I'm going to go do that, I'm going to go do this. I always talk about the moment that C.J. Stroud takes the bull by the horns with this particular offense is when we're going to know, okay, it's taking off. Now, I don't know if he has the ability to do it, because I'm talking about the greatest to ever do it from a mental perspective and from a preparation perspective. I don't know if he's going to be able to do it, but when I talk about C.J. Stroud grabbing a bull by, this is what I'm talking about. Like, and Nick Caley has to facilitate it to a certain extent, but once there's a mechanism in the offense of like, hey, C.J., you can change the play at any point in time. Okay, now it comes down to, all right, I've prepared, and I know that this safety in the box to the strong side, I can't run the football that way.
Yeah.
Okay, now I've got the mechanism in the offense where I can say, check, 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 hey, I'm going to do this or that. Like, the moment that we see C.J. do that, that's when, as a fan base, you go, okay, you got your guy.
Yeah, and I wonder –
That's it.
I wonder how close he is in the grand scheme of things in this system and learning it to being able to do that. Like, Tom Brady's at a level 10 within his ability to process and prepare for the things that can happen in a 5% chance.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud just said after that Charger game, he said it this week, that was his best processing game of the season, where he was able to go out there see and anticipate and understand and check into, the proper plays. And okay, so if he's picking that up game 16 into the regular season, where it's the first time that he's, run this scheme, run this system.
Yeah.
Well, what can an entire offseason do? What can, the first handful of games next year do for a guy like C.J. Stroud, who is, regardless of what a damn piece of paper said of his intelligence level coming into the NFL, you could see away, this guy's freaking smart as hell. He knows his football. That's what we were all saying his rookie year. How quickly can a guy flourish, even come close to what Brady was able to process, and how?
Yeah, look, it's going to – to me, the bigger story is the Belichick piece here. Right?
Okay.
I mean, the Belichick and McDaniel piece, because, yes, when Tom Brady got into the league, there's some other audio out there that is priceless. It's beautiful audio that he's talking about how, he wasn't great at all the different languages in school and this and that, all these different subjects in school. But when he looked at a playbook, he had a photographic memory when it came to a playbook. So once he saw a play once, it was boom, he was done with it.
Yeah.
So you could tweak things and it was a different animal, right? So CJ is going to need to be, to some degree, be able to do those things. But to me, the bigger piece is more about, Nick Caley making sure that the mechanisms are in the offense to allow CJ to do that. Like, I still question that. Because right now, one of the things that I'm – like, I've accepted it's going to take multiple – this is going to have to be a 2 or 3 year commitment to Nick Caley to see if this thing is ever going to work, right? I mean, that's the kind of stuff we're talking here, number one. Number two, I would expect to hear more from C.J. Stroud at the line of scrimmage if those mechanisms were built in for him to – even if he was wrong.
Yeah.
Right? Even if he was wrong half the time and they were talking about, well, C.J. made a bad decision. Even if he were wrong – Like, I would expect to see more of it. So I wonder if those mechanisms are actually in this offense yet, if they put them in.
Yeah,
and then you got well, then you've got the D'Amico Ryans and the Bill Belichick dynamic of, does D'Amico have the time, the know-how, the want to sit in a, in an office, you know, hours on hours at night and meet with Tom Brady or C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud, yeah.
You know, and go over what these – not just go over once a week and, hey, well, yeah, we went over what the strengths and weaknesses are of the defense.
Yeah.
But to go through the game plan, you know, so there's – it's just a – it's just so much bigger, so much – so often in this world we get caught up – and as fans, we get caught up in – boy, that was a big-time throw, or boy, that was a Superman moment. The reality is here, man, we this is what we're waiting on.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating, and maybe that answers my question and maybe a lot of fans' questions in the sense that, look, a lot of people are not Nick Haley fans. But once you've made the commitment as an organization with your franchise quarterback to have them run this system, to teach this system, do you stray from it after a year? After 2 years, do you mess up a guy's mind or try to change things so much? Like, say, you know what, CJ's better suited for this. But yeah. CJ, at the point of his career, he's 24, about to be 25, and going to be going on year four. He'll have done, like, potentially three different schemes here, three different offensive systems. How do you know which one he's really best suited for? You know, I mean, this does seem like a long-term commitment. It just may not be, and this is way down in the future maybe, but it may not be that Nick Haley's the guy to take him to that next level, but maybe somebody else that understands the system a little bit better can teach it.
And I know this is going to rub a lot of people the wrong way, but you also may C.J. Stroud may not be the guy to for this offense. Like, what are you going to commit to?
Yeah.
I think the reality of it is you look at the league as it sits right now. The best version of Lamar Jackson that we've ever seen. And now Lamar is throwing the football better than a lot of ignorant skeptics ever thought he would. But when you look at Lamar, like the best version of the Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson, I believe was back with Ingram and the running back crew where they were running for thousands of yards and throwing. It was an equal kind of a balanced deal, right? It wasn't so much we're going to throw it and Lamar's going to be good, but then he's going to scramble around. It was more design stuff. All right, that was the best, and he was a perfect fit for what they were doing. You look at Josh Allen right now. Like, when they get into the playoffs, it's going to be a heavy dose of quarterback plus one run game. He's 250 pounds. He's a big dude. It's going to be a big part of what they do. He is a perfect fit for what they do. Use him in the run game, force a safety in the box, get singled up outside, throw shots or throw quicks. Right? Yep. I mean, he is a perfect fit for what they do. Right, Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes, they married the West Coast offense to an air raid offense, and it was a perfect fit for what they did. Andy Reid and Pat and the freestyle stuff ended up being a perfect fit. Like, to have that level of success, there needs to be a level of fit that is like elite, right?
Yeah.
And you just wonder, and I don't wonder so much of can CJ fit this offense so much as does he fit a different one better?
Right. Right,
because I'm going to tell you, you put C.J. Stroud in an offense like what Joe Burrow's in, with those kind of weapons. I mean, he would put up ridiculous numbers.
Yeah,
right. So it's not a C.J. can or can't. It's not a Kaylee can or can't or D'Amico can or can't. It's one of those like, can it all work together, or is it not a great fit?
Were they not able to determine that after seeing his first 2 years under Slowik? Why the decision to go with Nick Haley and teach him this system? Do they feel like, or did they ascertain
I don't think that was a quarterback-specific decision. I think that's a Nick Haley, Nick Casario.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they made that determination, you know, with Stroud. Like, you know what? He's going to benefit. We're going to benefit longer term here.
No, this is the offense. This is where the offense we're going to run. This is clearly a group that doesn't believe in fitting, offensively anyway, fitting their players, if you will, to the
scheme and the system. Yeah, I got you.
Now, whether it's by design or by injury, that just hadn't been the way it's played out on the offensive side of the football. All right, the college football playoff final four is set. Who impressed you the most? Who you rolling with the rest of the way? We'll talk about the semifinals, the college football playoff semifinals next right here on Sports Radio 16.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Twin Peaks off 290, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ryan Hughley is out and Sean Bajani is in, and we are at Twin Peaks 290. You heard the big voice, man. We're at Twin Peaks 290. Come on by and hang out. The beer is cold, 28.9 degrees. They got the top shelf bourbons, top shelf tequilas, if that's what tickles you. The food, the menu is second to none. Everything from the pot roast to the salmon to the Tyler's tenders to the wings to, I tell you, I've had it all. The pizza is good. There's not a bad, not a bad item on the menu. I believe there's late nights at Peaks, isn't there?
I believe you're right.
I believe now there is a there is extended the hours, 1 a.m., I believe, at Twin Peaks. So come on by. I know you've been here for lunch. I know you've been here for dinner. I know you've been here for happy hour. I know you've been here after you played your little round of golf, which, by the way, today is one of those. I'm not a huge golfer. I can tuck my shirt in and hit my drive straight on the first tee box, about it. I'm not a huge golfer.
Then it all goes to hell.
But the wheels are coming off at some point. I guarantee that. But today was the day I walked outside to do a couple things mid-morning, and I walked back in. My wife has taken on golf. I walked back in, and I said, boy, today's the day now.
Yeah.
Today's the day to be on that damn golf course, boy. It was clean out there. It was quiet. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't too cold. And here we sit in January, thinking we ought to be on the golf course. But
well, props to you for showing up to work.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So
go do that thing tomorrow.
Anybody out there getting off the golf course, come on by Twin Peaks and get you one of them cold beers or one of them top shelf bourbons or tequilas will do. If you can't get to this Twin Peaks off 290, there's four more lodges around the city. Find you one, pull up a seat, and take a load off. Big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors, all of our Houston area Ford dealers, as well as specifically Tomball Ford, which, by the way, that reminds me, if you're in the building, make sure you got a raffle ticket in the raffle box right here to my left. Oh, weatherman Andy's over there pecking on that phone, but he's got it. There he is, Big Andy. Make sure you got a raffle ticket right there in that box. We're going to give away a free oil change to Tomball Ford. We got a couple more Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards. And the big one, we've got Texans – Colts tickets for Sunday's game this week. And we know all hands on deck, baby. They're playing football as if they're going to win a division, if the division's up for grabs. So it's going to be a hell of a football game. So we'll be giving all that away. If you hear me out there right now, we're going to give them tickets away in the 5 o'clock hour. You still got a few minutes to get in the building and take part in that right there. All right, we had some unbelievable college football playoff action New Year's Eve as well as New Year's Day. And here's how it unfolded. Miami stunned Ohio State 24-14. Oregon shut out Texas Tech 23-0. If I'm being honest, in that game right there, it all left a lot to be desired. Indiana skull drug Alabama start to finish 38-3. A 35-point skull dragon right there by Indiana 2 years ago, one of the worst programs in college football history. Ole Miss last night shocked Georgia 39-34 in a thrilling shootout late. And I'm going to tell you, man, I had Indiana, and I'll tell you how bad I missed. I had Indiana and Bama as the game that I was most intrigued by.
Well, I was there with you, yeah.
Ended up being an absolute mess.
Yeah.
38-3. And I had Ole Miss Georgia as a game like, I've seen it before. And that's hard for me to say as an SEC guy. I've seen it before. I was like, whatever. And hell, it ended up being the best game of them all.
Yeah.
And Indiana-Bama ended up being the worst game. So, boy, I was on the wrong side of that one. I was dead ass wrong.
Were you thinking like Ole Miss was, you know, because Kiffin's not there, there's been so much drama the last month or so. Did you just think you were going to get like a deflated, kind of a flat Ole Miss team against Georgia, just a team that was going to get overwhelmed?
I didn't know what to expect, but I know the last thing I would have guessed would have seen what they put together last night.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know what was the deal is when you, I mean, you got a backup quarterback that's played really well, that's been lights out. Who I mean, by the way, is the to me this top story in college football.
Mm-hmm.
I know Cignetti is obviously a big story. I think the Chambliss kid is as big a story from a player's perspective. But I didn't know what to expect, man. I mean, you know, Pete Golding had never been a head coach before, so you don't know how he's going to hold that together. It takes a special guy to hold things together in those adverse situations like that. So. Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. But nonetheless, we now got our Final Four. We'll dig into those games in the 5 o'clock hour and kind of what we watched. But let's take a little peek of what is to come. Indiana versus Oregon in the Peach Bowl. That's that matchup. Ole Miss versus Miami in the Fiesta Bowl. That's that matchup. And the beautiful thing about this is we've got – one team that's won a championship before in the whole mix. Miami won it in 2000, last won it in 2001. And then you got Indiana, Oregon, and Ole Miss who have never won a national championship. So I love where the college football playoff has landed. I hope, no disrespect to Miami, but I hope we end up with two teams, which would mean Ole Miss is in the mix. I hope we end up with two teams that are playing each other that have never won a title. I always say this. I love to see things in my lifetime that have never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can see somebody win a national title at a place like Ole Miss or even Indiana that has never won one before, I tell you, man, that would be really cool. But out of those four teams, we know who the winners are. The Final Four is set. Who's your favorite in this whole mix?
My favorite, who I think is going to win the whole thing?
Uh-huh.
Man, after watching Ole Miss last night, dude, I really like them. Gun to my head, who am I more impressed with between Ole Miss and Indiana? I'd have to say Ole Miss. I was very underwhelmed by Oregon. The fact that they let Texas Tech hang around as long as they did after the early three turnovers and they weren't curb stomping them, that was ridiculous. And I still believe Texas Tech wasn't ready for a smoke of a bigger, more higher-powered program like Oregon, but they just flat out didn't show up and even look like they looked lifeless. I have to say Ole Miss. I like their quarterback. I like their resilience. Defense, I don't know. Late last night, it got more impressive, I think, as the game went along, I would say. But Ole Miss is my favorite right now. And that I hate betting against, like, the man of the hour, which is Kurt Cignetti. He's the hottest coach going in the country right now. But I'd have to take Ole Miss.
Oh, wow. Ole Miss. I'm going to take Indiana in this one, man. I am shocked. I am shocked at what I've seen. Because I said this earlier, like, it's one thing to be a good football team and to have a couple of guys that can go out there and make plays and keep plays alive and do some different things, and you come out on the winning end a few times.
Yeah.
Right? And there's one thing to have this hot coordinator that's schematically doing all these things, and you come out on the winning end and you have a hellacious year, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I watch Indiana, and we've seen it. I mean, I can't deny it any longer, right? But when you watch Indiana, what Kurt Cignetti has done in 2 years is go out there and put a team together that is bigger, faster, stronger, more disciplined, more well-coached. More of a fine-tuned, well-oiled machine. And that's typically Bama and Georgia and Ohio State and Michigan. That's typically their MO, right? They're not doing anything fancy. They're not doing it. They're just better than everybody else.
Yeah.
They're just more physical than everybody else. And we've watched Indiana. I don't know if everybody fits, but we've watched Indiana in two straight games prove that they're doing those things at a higher level than Ohio State, with a top four Heisman Trophy candidate finalist and one of the best head coaches, what's viewed as one of the best head coaches and one of the most successful programs in football, and then turn around and do the same damn thing against Alabama, right? And I know Saban's not at Alabama, but some of Saban's guys are still at Alabama.
Yeah, sure.
The momentum that Saban built is still at Alabama. And Kurt Cignetti has taken Indiana and proven, not in some tricky, exotic fashion, but in their own specific way, that he's better than them.
Yeah.
That his organization is better than them. And I just think that's going to carry, man.
I want to see the matchup that we both want to see, and that's Indiana and Ole Miss in the championship game. But for me, we could see Ole Miss go up against and beat the dark horse Miami, because they answered a big question last night for me, in that they can overcome, they can get beyond all of the drama, the coaching distractions, and who's going, who's staying, you know, who's really bought in. The kids are bought in. They believe in what them as a team, the talent, are capable of this year. And they're one game away from getting a chance to prove it on the biggest stage of college football. And you know they're hoping they get to see Indiana, the number one team that has been the case for most of, if not all, of the college football regular season.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be fun, man. I love the matchup. Again, Indiana, Oregon in the Peach Bowl, Ole Miss and Miami in the Fiesta Bowl. That is where we are at with the college football playoffs, at least one more time before we get out of here today. We are at Twin Peaks off 290. Come on through and hang out. The Astros, everybody out there was asking for them to add a big arm in the rotation. They've added what some believe should be a big arm to the rotation. Who is he? Where does he fit? And what does it mean for the Astros moving forward? We'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 6.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Twin Peaks off 290, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, that's right. We are live at Twin Peaks off 290. It is a Football Friday. Big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors, Tom Ball Ford, and all of our Houston area Ford dealers. If you're in the building, make sure you got a raffle ticket now. Make sure you got, and right now is a perfect time to make sure you got a raffle ticket, because if you got one now, you can get another one when the clock strikes 5 o'clock, 5 p.m., so you'll have two shots at it. Some folks will have more because they come and hang out with us. They don't just stop by and have one little old beer. They come and actually hang out with us, if you know what I mean. So either way it goes, if you're out there and you're listening, you're on the highway, you're out 290 way, come on, stop through at Twin Peaks, have you a cold beer, get you a good meal, get you a good bite to eat, have you one of them top-shelf bourbons, top-shelf tequilas, and see if you can win some Texans tickets here. By the way, I got a question for all my beer drinkers out there. If you're drinking beer, if you're at Twin Peaks or wherever, maybe at the house, wherever you drink out of a mug, I'm assuming, and you go to take a swig out of your beer right there, and you look down and there's a fly floating in your beer, what's the next move?
How much beer's in the glass? That's context.
You're muddy in the water.
No, if it's all the way full and there's a fly up top.
Hell, like, I ain't asking about if you ain't got nothing but spit in the damn thing. I'm talking, let's say half beer or more. If you got at least half, and that little bitty old beer you got over there too, I can't believe you're still drinking them things. But if you got a cold beer, you got more than five swigs left in it, and you look down and there's a fly in it, what's the next move?
I want a new beer.
Wait a minute. You think you're going to get a new beer?
I'm going to get a new beer because most of it's still there and there's a fly in there. I don't want to have to meander around a fly or poke the fly out and drink my beer with a fly in it.
I didn't have that on.
I want a new beer.
That wasn't on my bingo card. Expect a new beer.
Expect a new beer.
I mean, are you buying it or are you thinking that it's like,
no.
Because.
No, they're going to fill that bad boy back up because there was a fly in my almost full beer.
So you think Twin Peaks owes you another beer because you had a fly land? Their fly
if
landed
there
in your
just
beer.
So happened to be a fly in my beer at said establishment, I would expect there to be a new beer involved.
Well, this isn't like Wendy's or something where there was somebody's thumb in the chili.
Well,
I mean, this is.
There's certain establishments I would expect to find a fly.
But that's not Twin Peaks' fault.
No.
It's not like a fly flew into your cup. Obviously, you look down four drinks in and there's a fly in your cup.
Well, that's more than four drinks in.
Fair.
That's one swig
I'm gonna
left,
tell you,
sir.
I'm just going to be honest with
and
you.
And I damn near gulped that son of a gun during the break. I mean, I was like, yo!
Sean's over here bull jiving because. He said, well, that's what he's doing, too.
Wait, Sean, he's saying chug it?
He said chug it, baby. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to ask for some silverware, and I'm going to use the old spoon and get that fly out and finish it.
It's like protein, man.
I can't believe that you expect Twin Peaks to give you a new beer, man. I'll be damned. I guess if it's one of them little ones, they'll probably do it.
I mean, look, right now, no, I don't need a new beer. That's one drink. You know, that's on me. I babysit that bad boy. And the fly was you know what?
You'll drink around it on that one right there, right?
Well, I tried to drink around it subconsciously, and I couldn't make that happen.
That is absolutely beautiful.
I got a text message. You deserve a new beer. Get you one.
Really?
Yeah. I got a text message from a listener, my old high school baseball coach. He's right.
Well, you know, I would expect an old baseball coach or an old football coach to say, yeah, hell, you owe me another one. I mean, that's exactly what I would expect from a baseball coach.
See, look at his beer right there. If there's a fly that landed in that bad boy right there, I would get him a new beer for free. Like, hey, he needs one more.
Man, we just get that old spoon right there, scoop that thing out, bang. You think in his life he ain't never ate no fly or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Come on, man.
I've gone 43 years without doing it.
I
came really close to my first, though.
Don't slow me down, boy. I mean, don't get in my way. Wait on another beer. Nah, I'm good. All right.
That bacon was crunchy enough for me. I don't need the fly.
Yeah, let a fly land on that bacon. You'd have hammered it, man. You wouldn't thought twice.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
All right. The Astros added a arm to the starting rotation, a starting pitcher. You ready for this?
Ready.
Tatsuya Ime?
Why are you giving me a complex? No, it's Imai.
Tatsuya Ime.
Say it again, Colin.
Tatsuya Ime.
It's not Ime. It's Imai.
Well, y'all get the drift. Ain't none of us got a clue.
Ime Udoka. It's Imai. Okay. As in Tatsuya Imai.
Hey, that's there what PC go. Said yesterday, so I'm wrong with it.
Well, PC, I'm sure, studied the hell out of it, right? The Astros signed him to a 3-year, $54 million deal that could be up to $63 million. Now, I don't know how much truth is to this. He was one of the top prospects on the market.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much truth is to this. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But apparently, you know, the Athletic had him projected to receive an 8-year, $190 million contract. And somehow the Astros signed him to a 3-year, what could be up to a $63 million contract.
Over all the other big dogs. You know, the Yankees and the Mets and the Red Sox.
Yeah.
That's big news.
It's big news, but it leaves you wondering kind of why, what's going on, what's the catch here. I think it's great. The short-term part of it is great for the Astros. The Astros could – I mean, the risk is you get stuck with a bad contract.
Mm-hmm.
The reward is you 27-year-old pitcher that seems to have some elite stuff. Actually, you do what you've done with other pitchers and you get the best out of this guy. And he goes lights out. Now the other side of that is he's got an opt out after every year.
Yeah.
So if he comes in year one, he lights it up, then he's got an opt out and he can go elsewhere. But
to me, that's the what's going on. You know, how do you go from a projected 8-year, $190 million contract to, you know, 3 years in upwards of $63 million with an 18 million AAV? It's the opt out. That's the catch. And oh, by the way, this guy Tatsuya Ime. But you're wrong, PC. he's a Scott Boras client.
Yeah.
And Boras, we've seen with a couple of three different clients over the last two off seasons, whether it be Jordan Montgomery or I forget another pitcher the Astros missed out on a couple of years ago, but Alex Bregman, obviously, another Boras client. They all signed those opt-outs, those bridge contract kind of things. If this guy's a badass, he's going to fetch a lot more than $18 million average annual value next offseason. He might get a little bit closer to that $23.5 million on that 8-year, $190 million contract projection.
Okay, so where's that leave you right now with the Astros rotation? I'm gonna be nice to you. I'm gonna give you six. Let's go six man rotation right now with the Astros. Who you running with?
I'm hoping the sixth is a to be determined, and I hope his name is Justin Verlander. That would be fantastic. But I'm gonna go Hunter Brown, Christian Javier, Tatsuya Ime, Mike Burrows, Spencer Arrighetti, and Lance McCullers.
One more time.
Brown, Javier, Ime, Burrows, Arrighetti, McCullers. Assuming there is no Justin Verlander. If there is a Justin Verlander, it's going to come down to Burrows, Arrighetti, and McCullers is one of the ones that need to leave for a six-man rotation.
Do you have McCullers fatigue yet?
I mean, yes, of course I do, but right now he's entering spring training as a healthy individual that they're paying a lot of money to, that they expect to go out there and figure it out and be a badass.
Right. Okay, on the flip side of that, because I know the thought was the Astros may have to move a bat or two to go get starting pitching. Obviously, this maybe alleviates some of that, the need to do that, maybe, or no?
Well, that's a good question. Like, maybe, okay, does it maybe second guess what you'd like to ask in exchange for a Jake Myers or an Isak Paredes or maybe, you know, a Christian Walker if you're like me and you'd like them to really try to move him? You're losing Framber Valdez. He's a lefty. right now the Astros don't have a left-handed pitcher in their starting rotation. They don't have but one left-handed starting pitcher, I think, even in the conversation, and his name is Colton Gordon. Everybody else is right-handed. So I wonder if the Astros are looking at something like maybe you maybe decide to move a couple of these pitchers that are unproven along with a Jake Meyers, and you go out and get a proven left-handed pitcher. I don't know who that would be. I don't know if the Astros have the money, the ability to do that, because all the guys you're looking at shedding don't cost a lot of money. They're about $7 million under the CBT right now, which is just enough money to go out and get you some marginal pieces and maybe re-sign Victor Caratini.
I heard the boys on In the Loop having that conversation. I'm a fan
of Caratini.
Obviously the way Patrick Creighton was laying it out. I mean, who any Astros fan is a fan of Caratini when you look at the options that are out there. Yada yada yada. I'm just a fan in general.
I am too. Like you know, I don't know if the stats and like OPS and all that stuff, but I'll tell you what, Caratini was clutch. And Yiner's still a young and developing hitter, as far as I see it, and he's got some pop and gap power. That could be one of the most dangerous catching hitting duos in all of Major League Baseball. How often do you have like two really damn good hitting catchers on a baseball team? The Astros are in that position now if they bring back Caratini.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's doable. I mean, I don't follow the contract negotiations and all that, but I'm a fan. As you said, the key word there was clutch. I mean, it just every time I looked up watching the Astros and this guy was getting an opportunity, he was getting a really good at bat, and more times than not, he was coming through. So, not to mention, there's a need. There's an obvious need there. Okay, we got 5 o'clock fire coming up next. The Texans and the Colts. Their injury reports, final injury reports for Sunday's games are out. Who's in? Who's out for the Texans this Sunday? We will tell you next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump?
Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.